Getting useful listener feedback. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 32. Podcasting can feel incredibly lonely. You sit in a room, you talk into a piece of metal, you upload a file to the internet, and then nothing. You see a number on a dashboard that says 500 people listened, but you have no idea who they are or what they care about. So you try to engage them. At the end of your episode, you say the phrase we have all been programmed to say. Thanks for listening, guys. Let us know what you think. And what happens? Crickets. You check your inbox, your Twitter, your comments, zero replies. You assume your audience doesn't care. But they do care. The problem is your question. Let us know what you think is a terrible prompt. It is too vague. It creates decision fatigue. The listener has to decide what part of the 40-minute episode to comment on, formulate an opinion, open an app, and write an essay. That is way too much friction for someone who is driving a car or doing the dishes. If you want interaction, you have to use the one specific question method. You need to corner them into an easy answer. Instead of asking what they thought of the interview, you ask this. Hey, at the 20-minute mark, our guest said that waking up at 5 a.m. is mandatory for success. I completely disagree, but I want to know where you stand. Are you a 5 a.m. person or a night owl? Tweet me your answer right now. That is an easy question to answer. It takes 2 seconds. It sparks debate. But if you want to take your engagement to the professional level, you need to get your listeners' voices on your actual show. To do this, you need a tool like SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe gives you a custom link that you put in your show notes. When a listener taps it on their phone, it opens a web page with a giant record button. They don't need to download an app or sign in. They just hold the button, say their piece, and it sends the audio file directly to your inbox. Here is how you use it. You end your episode by saying, "Next week, we are doing a Q&A episode about buying your first house. Go to the link in the show notes, hit record, and ask me your specific real estate question." When you get those audio files, you literally edit them into your next episode. You play their voice on the air, and then you answer them. When your other listeners hear a regular person's voice on the podcast, it triggers something amazing. It proves that you are actually listening. It makes them feel famous. And suddenly, everyone wants to submit a question. Stop asking your audience for their vague thoughts. Give them a specific prompt, make it easy to reply, and put them in the spotlight. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about co-host dynamics and why your natural banter is ruining the show. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.